Because of the timing, we could not have our usual talk that we have at this time about Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you remember, I'd said that Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hold a very unique status in Islam, not only in the Muslim Ummah, but in Islam. This is part of our deen to have regard for and to treat with respect those who belong to, those who are descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's our duty, something that we've been asked to do. It's not a choice. It's not really a choice that you do if you like and you don't if you don't. This is a duty that we all must do. And this is something that we need to understand. There are people who have misunderstood the concept of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we talk about Ahlul Bayt, many people they have misconceptions in regards to Ahlul Bayt, and those misconceptions are that I want you to understand, and I want you to have clarity on. And it is important, brothers, if sisters are listening at home, you too. It is important that you understand that deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam and the Quran and Sunnah, it was preserved through devotion and sacrifice of people like me and you. So if you now choose to sit on the fence and you think that if since you come to masjid and pray, you don't need to do anything else, and you become content with it, and you think that's it, fine, I've done my bit, then my brothers and sisters, you are wrong. If you did not make the effort, if you did not own your deen, then your future generations will not have deen. And if they have something called deen, then it will not be the religion that will earn them forgiveness in the hereafter, and that will earn them jannat in the hereafter, and that will spare them from the punishment on the day of judgment and in their qabrs and in their graves. So they may live with some delusion, but it won't be the true deen. In order to preserve true religion, it needs sacrifice. You need to make effort. You need to own it. You need to say, it's mine, and I'm going to defend it. And if someone tries to play about with this, I'm going to stand in between, and I'm not going to let that person to change or play about with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So deen is not really like a toy that you would see someone picking and breaking and kind of turning it into pieces. No, deen is ideas. Deen is understanding. And people who play with deen are people who play with those ideas. They distort them. They change them. They put a blanket of misunderstanding over it. And people then get confused. And this is how they win. So it's those ideas that need to be refined, those ideas that need to be preserved and kept clear. One of those ideas is, as I said, the concept of the Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you probably do not realize, and inshallah, I do plan to cover this subject because I've been talking about this for the past few weeks. I do plan to have a structured program, inshallah. This is the intention, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me health and tawfiq. But I do plan to, inshallah, during winter break, maybe we have a structured program, a course over maybe a few days, where we talk about Ahlul Bayt and every aspect of Ahlul Bayt. So today, what we're looking at is Ahlul Bayt and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are they? There are people, because of their misunderstanding, they think or they believe that Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are only five people and their descendants. They call them Panchdan Pak. Okay. They're just five people. Those are five pure souls, and everybody else that they say they've got nothing to do with it. Those Panchdan Pak, and they say Panchdan Pak, and those of you who belong to the subcontinent, they understand it better, and those who don't, they have their own phrases and their own. So there are five beings that have superior, the rest are all messed up. And those Panchdan Pak, the five ones, they say these are the true family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are they? This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Thereafter comes Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Hassan, and Sayyidina Hussein. These five souls are, that's it. This is the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the descendant of Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha. And even amongst them, they do not count every single one of them. They say only two sons, Hassan and Hussein, they are the Ahlul Bayt and their descendants and everybody else has got nothing to do with Ahlul Bayt. And so this is something that needs to be challenged. Okay, challenged, or not in terms of controversy, not in terms of confrontation, but in terms of idealing, engagement in terms of idea, in terms of discussion, in terms of understanding. So we have the Qur'an al-Kareem in front of us. Okay, here is the Qur'an al-Kareem. So I ask you, those of you who do not have the Qur'an, I'm going to ask you that, okay, you can take the Qur'an al-Kareem as well and look at it with your own eyes. What does Allah say about Ahlul Bayt? So I'm going to ask you to open the 22nd juz. Wherever the 22nd juz starts from, open the 22nd juz. This is Suratul Ahzab, which is Surah number 33. If you do not have the Quran, please go and pick a Quran Kareem. If you read English, then with English, maybe English translation, I'll be translating it. If you prefer Urdu, pick one with the Urdu translation. I'll be translating in Urdu as well. But if for your own satisfaction, try and go and find a Mus'haf Quran Kareem and open Juz number 22. I think everybody's managed to open it. This is Surah 33, Suratul Ahzab, and the ayat number 31. Is the opening ayat of 22nd juz. 22nd sipare ki pehli ayat. 22nd sipara, 22nd sipare ki pehli ayat. Jahan se 22nd sipara shuru hota hai, usse kholen. Agar aapko mil nahi raha, bring it to me, I'll open it for you. Idhar aao beta, bring it to me. I'll open it for you. And if you want, you can have... It's here, you're almost there. You're almost there, just one page later. Bismi yaqut min kunna lillah. So if you have the 22nd spot open, I'll try and not keep you for too long. Here, if you go to the page, that is the last page of 21st spot, 21st page ka aakhri page. If you just look a few ayats above, 1, 2, 3, 4, just 4 ayats above is ayat number 28. Can you see the first ayat of 22nd spot? What is the ayat number? Ayat ka number kya hai? Ayat number? 31. Surah number is Surah 33. Surah 33, Ayah 31. If I ask you to go back, go to Ayah 28 of the same Surah, just 4 ayats above. Can someone read to me where does the ayat start from? Ayah 28. Where does it start from? 28, 27. 29. Ayah 28 starts from Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajik. Everybody's okay with this? Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu. قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك مل گئی سب کو يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك. What does it mean? O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to whom? أزواجك. What does أزواجك mean? Your wives. أزواج is the plural of زوج. Okay, and the plural of زوج is a word which is used for spouse. It can be used for husband and can also be used for wife. So refer to, so zawj is your other half. So ya ayyuhan nabi yuqul li azwajik. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your azwad, say to your wives. In kuntunna turidin al hayat al dunya wa zinataha. If you desire the worldly life. If your intention and your goal, if you seek the comfort of worldly life, wazinataha, and its adornment. So if your goal is to acquire the beauty, the dunya, the comfort of dunya, if this is what you aspire to have, then wazinataha fata'alayna umatti'kunna. So fata'alayna, come along. Ajo. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap apni ازواج سے کہیے اور کہ اگر تم چاہتی ہو ان کنتن اگر تم چاہتی ہو تو دنیا کی تریدن الحیات الدنیا دنیا کی زندگی اگر تم چاہتی ہو دنیا کی زندگی تو آؤ دنیا کی زندگی وزینتہا اور اس کی خوبصورت زینت تو آؤ فتعالینا تو آؤ امتعکن میں تمہیں متائے دنیا دے دوں دنیا کا سامان دے دوں وہ اسرح کن اور میں تمہیں چھوڑ دوں سراحن جمیلا اچھے طریقے سے چھوڑ دوں بغیر کوئی اذیت پہنچائے او نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ٹو یور وائفز اف یو ڈیزائر دا لائف آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ اٹس لگژری اٹس زینت دین کم I shall give you a suitable compensation. Okay, I'll provide for you some worldly material things. And then I shall give you a gracious release. I'll let you go. Okay, you want dunya, the comfort of dunya, the luxury of dunya, the saman of dunya. I'll give it to you and I'll let you go. So what is the opening word? Ya ayyuhan nabi, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told to say this to whom? Who is being addressed? No, what does the word say here? Don't say sumahatum inti khalik. What's the word here? Azwajik, your wives. Okay, continue. Wa in kuntunna turidna Allah wa rasula, and if you desire Allah and His Messenger, wa dar al akhirah, and if you desire the everlasting home of the hereafter, wadar al akhirah, the home, the life of the abode of the hereafter. So that is, if you acquire jannat, you want comfort of the life after death, fa'inna Allah, then Allah will grant you what you seek. Surely Allah has prepared, a'adda, Allah has prepared a great reward for those of you who do good. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ, Allah has prepared for the doers of good among you a great reward. أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, great reward. Who's being addressed? Azwaj, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now continue. Pay attention to this word. يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِي. يَا نِسَاءَ, what does this mean, the word نِسَاءَ النَّبِي? نِسَاءَ النَّبِي means the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نِسَاءَ النَّبِي, or wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O wives of the Prophet, main yati min wain kuntunna upar wali ayat ka tarjuma urdu mein reh gaya. Agar tum chahti ho Allah aur uska rasool aur dar e akhirat, to yaqinan Allah ne unme se jo tumme nek amal karti hain ajr e azim taiyar kar rakha hai Allah ne unke liye. Nek to taqeed is ke continue doing good and if you struggle, yani engage in acts of piety or Allah ki rizaa ke liye mehnat karti raho. Ya nisa nabi, now the ayat, the next ayat. Ya nisa nabi, O Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki biviyo. Once again. O Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki biviyo, O wives of the Prophet, man ya'ti min kunna bifahishatin mubayyina. If any of you were to commit a blatant misconduct, if any of you should commit a clear immorality, you're human beings, they are not angels. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were not angels; they were human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa taala is treating them as human beings. Continue to make effort. Continue to strive in the path of Allah, and guard yourself against falling into sin. So, if anyone from amongst you ever commits a blatant misconduct or falls into a clear act of immorality, then remember you are not ordinary. So other people, if they make a mistake, they get punishment. But since you enjoy this prestigious status in the ummah, for those who are guilty, whoever fall into that kind of error, the punishment would be double. The punishment would be doubled for her. For her, the punishment would be doubled, twofold. So if you, after being the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after having been granted that special status in Islam, if you now fall into error, a clear major sin, then you're not going to get away with it lightly. For you, the punishment in the hereafter will be doubled. Wa kana dhalika 'ala Allah yaseera, and that is easy for Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu, Allah, it's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything's being recorded. So who's being addressed? Who's being addressed? Azwaj Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was it mentioned once or twice? Twice. First he said, it was said Azwajik. Then it was said Nisa al-Nabi. Twice? Okay, move on. وَمَنْ يَقْنُطْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, and whoever of you devoutly obeys Allah, and whoever of you obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, devoutly humbles before Allah Azza wa Jal, and to his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeys Allah and his Messenger. Subhanallah, you will not find in the Quran anywhere that where it is said only Ati'u Allah. Wherever Allah is mentioned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned alongside. So Allah Azza wa Jal, you can't understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants until you do what Rasulullah is commanding. So wherever Allah says Ati'u Allah, you will also find wa Rasulahu. وَمَنْ يَقْتُطْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, Whoever of you devoutly obeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa ta'amal salihan, and does good deed, nu'tiha ajraha marratain, will grant her double the reward. The punishment was double, the reward is also double. You perform one hajj, you get thawab of one hajj. The zawjah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs a hajj, how much reward does she get? Double reward. You pray one salah, you get your thawab. She prays one salah, she gets the double. For each hasana, you get, if it's doubled, and then if it's multiplied for you 10 times, for them it'll be 20 times. Very sublime, special status of Ahlul Bayt. So let's move on. وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. We shall give her her reward twice. Doubles, مَرَّتَيْنِ twice. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا. And we have prepared for her an honorable provision. جو بھی تم میں سے اللہ رسول کے سامنے عاجزی کرے گی, اطاعت کرے گی, کہنا مانے گی اللہ کا اور اس کے رسول کا, اور نیک عمل کرے گی, تو ہم اس کو اس کا اجر دو دفعہ عطا کریں گے, اس کا ثواب دو دفعہ دیں گے, اور ہم نے اس کے لیے ایک عزت والی روزی تیار کر رکھی ہے جنت میں. وعتدنا لها رزقا کریما. موو آن. What does the next ayat start with? You read. یا نساء النبی. What does that mean? نساء النبی. Oh, wives of the Prophet. So, how many times have the wives of the Prophet been mentioned? Third time. Same discourse going. Azwaj al-Nabi, then Nisa al-Nabi, Nisa al-Nabi. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, O wives of the Prophet. Lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa. O wives of the Prophet, you're not like any other women. You are very special. You are the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned Ahlul Bayt, didn't I? That you're not like ordinary people, not like ordinary believers. You are there at the top. You sit very high. لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Who's saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not believe, then your iman is in doubt. Okay. If anyone argues against it, their iman, you can ask them. Kalma padho pehle. Kalma padho. Okay. لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. You're not like any other women. إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنْ. Provided that you remain mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have taqwa, if you have this God consciousness, if you have this, then you are not like any other women. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. So do not overly effeminate in speech with men. Do not soften, do not be soft in speech to men. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Why? فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي. Lest he in whose heart is disease should covet. Lest who in whose heart is sickness in their heart, they be tempted. So do not make your speech, yani, do not effeminate, do not make it soft for them. In case people start developing some interest in you, don't do this. Do not do this. So when you speak to people, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلٍ مَعْرُوفًا, but speak in a moderate tone, speak in a way that is appropriate, but do not soften your speech. So this happens, and if one of us has this problem that a girl speaks to him, you know, nicely, he then has those weird feelings, then that is an indication that Allah says your heart has some sickness. Try to find cure for it, and the cure is dhikr of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So constant dhikr of Allah, and durood is also one cure, one remedy. Anyway, so what's being mentioned? Nisa al-Nabi, all wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's being continued. That's the subject. So it's been mentioned three times. Azwajik, Nisa al-Nabi, Nisa al-Nabi. Then Allah says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Settle in your homes. And do not display yourselves as women did in the days of pre-Islamic ignorance. وَلَا تَبَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And abide in your houses. And do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. So women, the way they used to mashallah, they used to yani make their appearance mashallah attractive, and they used to roam around streets and marketplaces in the times of ignorance. Oh, wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you do not behave like them. You stay at home. And if you have to go out, not that way that the women in the time of ignorance used to go out, do not do that. Instead, وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ. And establish salah. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ. Establish prayer. And وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ. And pay zakat. وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. and obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, you will not find in the Quran anywhere Allah says Atiyu Allah alone. Nowhere in the Quran Allah ever says Atiyu Allah. Wherever Allah says obey Allah, you will always find next to it is wa rasulahu. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ati'an Allah wa rasulah. So it's being said, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these instructions have been given to you. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being so hard to so strict with the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What does Allah say? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ Allah Azza wa Jal only intends, Allah Azza wa Jal only intends to keep the causes of evil away from you and purify you completely, O members of the Prophet's family. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ Allah only intends to keep the causes of evil away from you. يُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسِ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ O family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah wants to وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا Allah wants to purify you completely. تو إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ اس کیا آیت کا ترجمہ تو وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ تم اپنے گھروں میں ٹھہری رہو اور تم بن ٹھن کے باہر نہ نکلو جیسے کہ پرانے زمانے کی پہلے جاہلیت کے زمانے میں عورتیں نکلا کرتی تھیں اور تم نماز قائم کرو اور زکوٰۃ دو اور اللہ اور اس کے رسول کا کہنا مانو اللہ عز و جل بس یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ تم سے ناپاکی کو دور کر دیں اے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گھر والیوں وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا اور اللہ جی بس یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ تمہیں خوب اچھی طرح پاک صاف کر دیں کنٹینیو وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Always remember what is recited in your homes of Allah's revelations. مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Be mindful, recite those verses that get recited in your houses. Who comes to recite those verses in the houses of Azwaj Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, and they themselves used to recite. Bacche to the ne. Ma itla fi buyutikun. What are the verses that get recited in your houses? Wadhkurna. Be mindful of them and always remember them. Wal hikmah and the wisdom. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and prophetic wisdom, inna Allah kana latifan khabira, surely Allah is most subtle, all aware. And remember what is recited in your houses of the verses of Allah and wisdom, indeed Allah is ever subtle and aware. Right. So these are about seven, kitni thi, ayat 28 se lekar 34 tak, about six verses. So what did you understand? Who's being talked? Who's being addressed? Who's being spoken to? Wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything else here? Anybody else was mentioned? Any children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Any daughter? Did you see a word banat here somewhere? Or daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His sisters? His mothers? Ordinary Muslim women? No. Who's being spoken to? The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was there any ambiguity where the ayat could have two different meanings? If you're still not sure, go back and study these verses again. And open a dictionary and try and scrutinize individual words within these six ayats and come to conclusion and try and understand. So there's a word, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ or family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. So Allah clearly explains who أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ are in these verses. Allah clearly explains who أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ are in these verses. So what happened thereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a very special promise to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that special promise? نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ Allah will give you double the reward. What is the other promise? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ Allah Azza wa Jal wants to keep causes of evil away from you. Allah wants to do it. When Allah wants to do something, do you think does it happen or not? If Allah wants to do it, it will definitely happen. The causes of evils will stay away from you. And Allah will cleanse you thoroughly. So there will be no dirt on you. As soon as you pass away, straight away, Jannat. These are Ahlul Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, after when this ayat was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called his daughter, Sayyida Fatima, and his cousin, his grand, who was his son-in-law as well, Ali radiallahu anhu, and their two children. And he had a cloak over him, a chadar over him. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them. And he put that chadar and he spread it out asked Fatima to come in, asked Ali radhiallahu anhu to come in, asked Hassan radhiallahu anhu to come in, the kids, the babies, the two toddlers, and he made dua. Oh Allah, these are my Ahlul Bayt. These are my Ahlul Bayt. What do you think, what is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to do here? The promise that you made to my wives, I want the same barakah for my children as well. This was the noble practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes to the heavens. You know the qissa of Mi'raj, the story of Mi'raj? There, and you read in your namaz as well. Allah Azza wa Jal says to him, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? What does he say? What does it mean? Salam to you, peace unto you, O Nabi, and Allah's mercy and His blessings. What does the Prophet say? Wow, I've got the rahmat, I've got the blessings, I've got everything, salam, I'm happy, I'm a happy man. Was he just content with that, or did he want that grace to be extended to other people? What did he say? As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillah as-salihin. He says, Allah, I'm grateful to you for bestowing that grace and that favor upon me. The rahmat I have, barakat I have, peace I have. But I want the same for my ummah too. I want the same for my ummah too. The mukhlis of my ummah, the sincere of my ummah. Oh Allah, have your rahmat, have your barakat, have your mercy. Make extend it to them as well. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive something, he would want more of it. Ayyub alayhi salam is doing ghusl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a favor, as a grace, sends upon him these insects that are made of gold, with wings of gold. He was overwhelmed with them, all over him. What does Ayyub alayhi salam do? He starts collecting them, putting them in a bag, because they've got wings of gold, special grace from Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent wahi to him, Oh Ayyub, I've given you so much, you're still so greedy. I've given you so much, but your greed hasn't finished yet. And what does Ayyub alayhi salam reply? Oh Allah, from your infinite treasures, I can never have enough of them. Your infinite treasures, I can never have enough of them. I'm always in need of them. I would never say that now I don't need your grace or your mercy anymore. So Ayyub alayhi salam, this is the noble habit of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They always sit before Allah as individuals in need. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these ayat were revealed, he calls Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Hassan, Hussein radhiallahu anhu, and says to them, he makes dua, Oh Allah, these are also my Ahl Bayt. Just like you have promised to my wives, and then Umm Salama radhiallahu anha, he happened to be in her room at the time, in her house. So Umm Salama heard that this special dua is being made. So what does she do? Okay, let them do it. No, she wants to get it too. So she comes and wants to come in, and she says, Ya Rasulullah, and me too. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies to her, Stay where you are. You are in them. Stay where you are. You are in them. Anta fihim. You're already in that category of Ahlul Bayt. Allah has already included you because you're my wife, Umm Salama. You anta minhum. You're already in that category. So stay where you are. I do not need to make dua for you. Allah has already given you that bisharat, that glad tiding, that you are Azwaj Nabi. The dua is needed for my children. Dua is needed for my daughters. Dua is needed for my grandchildren. So I'm asking for that rahmat to be extended to my descendants and my family, to the generations, for the generations to come. So you stay, mashallah, you've got what you're interested in. This is the hadith, and this is what has happened, and this is what gets reported in the books of hadith. And this is from where our brothers, subhanallah, some people, I would not say who they are, you know who I'm talking to. So they say, subhanallah, they say, Ahlul Bayt are very important. We talk about Ahlul Bayt, they are very important. But the first person that falls in the category when we talk about your family is your wife. So if Ahlul Bayt are important, then the Ahlul Bayt, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it starts with the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just before I finish, I'm going to give you one ayat. You just look at the meaning of it later. I'll ask you next week. Let's see if you can do some homework. Go and open the 12th spara, ayat surah Uhud. 12th spara, surah Hud. Okay? Now surah Hud, uska number kya hai? 11, okay? Surah Hud is surah number 11. It comes before Surah Yusuf, and comes after Surah Yunus. Okay, barwa sipara, barwa sipara, usme. Okay, ayah number 73, surah number 11, ayah number 73. I'm not going to translate. I'm just going to read 42 and dua now. Can you find? Have you found it? Surah number 11, ayah number 73. You found it? So, yep. G, I think the brother at the back is struggling. Can you help him? Ayat 73. Can someone read this ayat to me? For me? Someone? Loud? Anyone? Koi bhi sathi parle? Pari? Ibrahim? Read. Ismail, sorry. No, قالوا أثبت أسك أب 74 بره. قالوا إبراهيم read this. Is this? Did you hear the word أهل البيت being pronounced? رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت. What is the meaning of this ayat? Who are أهل البيت? Allah mentions أهل البيت there where I said. And these are the only two places where Ahlul Bayt is mentioned here. And try and find the tafsir of Ahlul Bayt, who is being referred to in this Ahlul Bayt here. Just to give you khulasa, summary, Ahlul Bayt is here. This is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam being mentioned. And Ahlul Bayt here is a reference to Hazrat Sara alayhi salam, the wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the wives are Ahlul Bayt. So next time, if you find a brother who is confused, you should initiate this conversation with such brothers. And help them, bring them to Islam, bring them to Haqq, bring them to the truth. Ask them, bhai, Ahlul Bayt, we all love Ahlul Bayt. They're very special. In fact, as I said, we plan to do a course on this. So if Ummah has forgotten a lesson, we need to revive this sabak, this lesson, this sunnah. But Ahlul Bayt are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this starts with the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the others, inshallah, that we will discuss as well later. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding and tawfiq. So itna to samajh mein aa gaya ke Ahlul Bayt starts with who the main people in Ahlul Bayt? Wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chaliye. Ab Quran Pak rakhte hain, hum ye durood shareef padh lete hain, phir dua karte hain. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzil al-maqad al-muqarrab 'indak. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمه وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صلي على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله اور پچھلے ہفتے ہم نے ایک درود شریف بھی یاد کیا تھا اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمه واله پڑھ لیجئے اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمه واله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا الله يا ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی مجلس قبول فرما جو کچھ یہاں پڑھا گیا اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو کمی کوتاہی رہ گئی اس کو معاف فرما یا اللہ فتنوں سے عالم اسلام کی حفاظت فرما حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما حق والوں کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ فتنوں کا سیلاب ہے طوفان ہے اس میں ہمارے دین ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے دین ایمان کی ہماری نسلوں کے دین ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربک رب العزة ما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین اگلے ہفتے انشاءاللہ